That was the James Bond theme, Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, Tuxedos, Gadgets, Chase Scenes. Now, often when we think of James Bond, we think of spies. But in reality, some of the most effective espionage work in World War II was actually carried out by women, often older women, hiding in plain sight. And there is a fascinating theater production coming to town here in Collingwood, all about that incredible history from World War II. Espionage, knitting needles, Nazi-occupied France, a truly inventive Canadian piece of theater. It is happening this Thursday. Theater Collingwood is presenting a fascinating production called Spycraft. And I have one of the co-writers, Kirk Dunn, with me on our jukebox line today to tell us all about it. Welcome, Kirk.
Hey, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
What a gripping two-act thriller. We can't wait. I can't wait for you to tell us a little bit about the origin of the story, Spycraft. Where did the spark come from?
Well, actually, it came from the research from our earlier show, The Knitting Pilgrim, which we brought into Theatre Collingwood, I think, a couple of years ago.
I remember that. Yeah, the story of wartime knitters. They were hiding in plain sight and encoding little messages on their knitting.
Exactly. And we found out about that, as we're writing the first play, we're thinking, wow, this is a great idea for a second play. And so we definitely did some research, and we looked into it, and we heard we heard a lot about the impact of women who spies in the Second World War. And the irony is that information was just coming out because, and this may not be a big surprise to you, but the women back then were told to keep all this stuff a secret. And so they did, as opposed to a lot of the men who were so wrapped up in their own pride that they kept on telling people. And a lot of them were in their 90s, and a lot of them had passed on when finally the official secrets of these various countries were opened up, and people found out that their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers were spies, and they worked behind enemy lines and did all these crazy things.
So your storyline goes around a grandmother by the name of Odette. She's part of Churchill's SOE, and she's not just some sweet knitter.
No, she's, and this is the other great thing that that happened a lot in the Second World War, is the Allies started leveraging all the talent they had in the women, who were maybe not on the front lines, and they were sometimes back in the home front, but they had the mathematical acuity, and they had the intelligence and the genius to be coders and to crack codes. And so a lot of them were employed in cracking codes, and some of them were actually employed to go overseas and work as wireless operators. They did some things that were just incredibly risky and dangerous, but women volunteered for this work. And so we created this story about a woman who was in her 50s, and she does an aptitude test for the government, like a little questionnaire, and they discover, like, holy smoke, you could do this work. And so they employ her to go into France and do this work. And because she's a knitter, she sort of sits there, and she's invisible until she's actually the wife of a Nazi general recognizes that she's a knitter and says, oh, I'd like you to teach me. And then suddenly, she not only is she broadcasting, coded messages on the side, but she's also doing active spy work.
Well, I'm intrigued by the story because on top of all that, she's also hiding the fact that she's Jewish. She's a hidden Jew. On top of it, that's stunning at that time.
Yeah, and that's another thing that it increases the jeopardy for her, because of course if she's found out, that terrible things could happen to her, and at the same time it also increases her commitment, because she knows she's hearing what's happening to her family members, and she wants to stop that and bring that to an end. This is my wife's story. This is Claire's story. So Claire wrote the show with me.
I noticed, yes, you wrote this together with your wife. Right. So are you on stage alone? I mean, it's a two-act thriller, but how many people on stage?
It is a two-act thriller, but neither Claire nor I is on stage.
Okay.
There are four actors who play some multiple roles, so they're a very, very talented cast. But the story came from right after we got married. Claire and I went to Europe to meet some of her family, and she was told about an uncle. And she said, oh, no, you must be mistaken. My father did not have an older brother. The family member who told us that said, oh, actually, he did, and he died in the Holocaust. And we were just floored, because Claire had no idea that her family was Jewish. They had converted and, and swept it under the rug.
Interesting. Not an uncommon story today as people dig into their roots. Yeah. Tell me, you're working with a Canadian theater icon, Richard Greenblatt. What did he bring into the production?
He was fantastic. He directed the show, and it really spoke to him. He just loved the story, and he loved how it melded with Claire's history and the fact of the hidden Judaism, and it was her story, and he wanted to really help bring it out, and he loved the espionage of it and the danger and the excitement and the thriller aspect, and he did a fabulous job pulling that out of the show, and he helps us, he dramaturged the show as well, which meant he helped edit the show and get it ready for production, so he really committed his vision to the show and really lifted it for us. And he was part of sort of choosing a fantastic cast, many of whom are Canadian icons themselves. Diane Flax is playing our lead, and Diane will be recognized by audiences for all the work that she's done in the theater. And she carries this show. She is Odette and is pretty much on stage almost the entire time. And Blair Williams, another actor who a lot of people may have seen at the Shaw Festival, and also Charlotte Dennis, and Devin Lee round out the cast, and they do a fabulous job. They play the slightly younger roles, but the whole cast is just outstanding, and we couldn't be happier.
Fast-paced storytelling, incredible drama, thriller with heart, and of course, historical grounding. It's going to be an event not to miss, and you better get your tickets soon, because two of the performances are already sold out. The next one that still has tickets available is this Thursday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. That's at the Marsh Street Center in Clarksburg. Get your tickets now at theatercollingwood.ca, theatercollingwood.ca. All right, Kirk, any closing thoughts? What can we expect at this event?
Just expect a fascinating show. We're just completely thrilled about the design of the show. And Nick Blade did a wonderful job with the lights and the sets and the costumes as well. There are knitted costumes on stage, which I designed the knitting and then worked with Nick to make sure it fit into the production. And actually, all of the knitted costumes on set, in fact, have some sort of code embedded in them as well. So there's some program notes about that. And people will just have a fabulous time, be ready for a real wild ride.
Yeah. Well, I remember all your spectacular knitting work from back in 2023. Good to have a chapter two now version of that. Fantastic. Well, I wish you and your crew a fantastic production, very memorable crowd awaiting you here from the Theatre Collingwood team. And of course, Marsh Street Center in nearby Clarksburg. Can't wait to host you. That's Thursday, the first production. The Friday, following Friday, is already sold out. So get your tickets now. TheatreCollingwood.ca. Hey, Kirk, just a pleasure. Good luck. All the best to you.
Thanks, Daniel. All the best to you, too. Really appreciate the opportunity.